You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. The King has the day off today. Matty Mo, what's going on?
I did some waiver wires last night.
How'd that go for you?
It went good. I got back in the Josh Doxson business.
I did.
The Will Fuller business.
Yeah, both of them.
Well, it's like if you have like a home, you buy home insurance, right? Mm. And everybody loves to handcuff running backs.
They do.
And if somebody that was on Terrell Pryor, I made sure that I got Josh Doxson. Because if Josh Doxson is the guy that pops, he's on my team.
Doesn't matter which one it is now.
No, at this point. And in one league, I did drop him last week.
Yeah.
And I went back, and I think I paid like 15% to make sure I got him.
There you go. Yeah, as I said yesterday, I picked up Will Fuller in a league. I left Josh Doxson out there. He's still out there, to be honest with you. Oh, there was a little trade that went down in my league yesterday. Not interesting. Giovanni Bernard for Darren McFadden. Cool.
I'd rather have Giovanni Bernard.
Same.
Giovanni Bernard has value.
Has value, yeah. I get that one.
Let me ask you a question. Would you have... I think it was the right move. We dropped DeShone Kizer for Deshaun Watson.
You dropped DeShone Kizer for Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I guess.
I think passing-wise, he's shown, a little more.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, when did New England always beat Tom Brady? How about that?
Yeah, that I guess that really impressed the hell out of me.
Yeah, and that was damn impressive. All the program today. I believe we're talking to Dr. A. I'm not really sure what about, so this is going to be interesting.
Do we have the players?
That's not really my department. That's another department, and that department is not...
Sleepy's department.
In the Sleepy department, indeed. Yeah, so that's going to be quite interesting, I'd say. So we'll do that. I'll do a little buy or sell today. I think that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of either wars I want to get into as well, so we have a lot of fun happening today in the Road Rash.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? You got a full day planned out here. I hate that it's 90 at 6 a.m., you know what I'm saying?
I spoke with the gentleman, everything. So he just turned it on. He was working on it, so I think we're in good hands now.
Yeah, good luck, you know.
Positivity.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're trying to be positive. Week 4 is already here, so that's interesting right there. So I guess we got a lot to do to break that down in these next 5 hours.
Yeah, I hope I
For me and Matt, is 5 hours.
I'm with you. I'm on the air right after you, yes.
You know, but you get a break. For 2 hours. Well, we're doing 5 hours straight.
Okay. Well, what about after that?
Huh?
What about after that?
Don't worry about after that.
After that, we eat.
After that, you eat. You siesta. You got a nice little relaxation time, I'd say. But we're going to have a fun show today. I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come, gentlemen. I'm excited. We got a game tonight. We got a little Bears, Packers, good old NFC North battle. It's going to be fun, man.
Big rivalry.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm not taking the Packers. I thought I was going to, but I'm not taking the Packers since tomorrow.
No, you're going to leave it alone?
Well, don't say it, because today we have the debut of the Matt Modica Survivor Power Rankings.
Yeah, yeah, because Scott's got bumped last week, right?
He got bumped last week, that's right. Yeah. Denver Broncos, he didn't make the past week.
I told him about those road teams, but he don't listen.
He didn't care.
He was like Austin Powers. He likes living dangerously.
He does. He didn't care, and now he's out. Just like that.
Good for him.
Not really. Bad for him, actually, is really what you were looking for, I think.
I get to sit in the middle.
You get to sit in the middle.
I'm coming over.
You're coming over. I'm going to stay away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back. Kick off the show right after this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
What the?
waivers go for?
Really wasn't too much interesting on the wire last night that I really had to go after. I didn't really have anybody I wanted to cut. One thing we got to start prefacing to people is when we going to make these pickups, who are you cutting? So I didn't really have nobody I thought was worth cutting, nobody really worth picking up. So I went on ahead and I did my, you know, I was very light. I picked up Andre Ellington in a couple places.
All right, there you go.
That's it, yeah.
Like I said yesterday, I've had Ellington, I've dropped Ellington, I've had Ellington.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the same way I feel about it, Greg.
Yeah, it's just whatever. All right. So I'll get some of the bigger news from yesterday. Is that cool with you, Corey? No?
Yeah, might as well.
I feel like you're just not interested.
But it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Greg, and I'm sick of it, to be honest with you. And I don't want to get into being the diva I was yesterday, but I'm sick of it. 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm tired.
I understand. I understand. I'm sorry.
How do you expect me to bring it 6 o'clock in the morning 5 days a week?
I'd say the same way Corey and Matt and myself do.
Coffee. Coffee helps.
Not a coffee guy. Sometimes the milk in it doesn't go to sit well with me.
So use milk. Use almond milk. Use almond milk.
I'm not up on that.
Yeah. Young Billy D would drink it black.
Probably so. All right, let's get into Corey Davis, right?
Let's do it.
So Corey Davis is one of the two major injuries I wanted to open up the show with today, because Corey Davis was ruled out very, very quickly once again this week.
Yep.
It's going into week four. He obviously has re-injured the hamstring from training camp. And as we know, these things take a while to heal. We're not exactly, you know, dire necessarily in need of bench spots, but if you are, you went through some other injuries, can Corey Davis be dropped? I think that's the question we need to talk about. Matt?
Look, if you're in a shallow league, yeah, he should, like a 10-team league, he shouldn't be owned. A 12-team league, if you have the bench spot and you can stash him, great. If there's other things you need to do, then you cut him. I mean, I'm hoping to keep him on the roster for as long as I can.
I agree. I don't want to cut him yet. I still think, well, we said this when we drafted him, Corey. Like, Corey Davis could be how you win a championship. It literally could be that simple.
Yeah.
But now these injuries are recurring. Like, I want to make sure I'm not just holding on to the Josh Dawson, the
you want to make sure you're not doing it, holding on to a stiff, like a Kevin White type of dude, thinking
exactly.
that he's going to pop. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? I hope that that's not the case. The injury is a hamstring injury, and, you know, he's been dealing with it. Obviously came back, tried to play on it, re-aggravated the injury, makes it a little bit tougher getting back out there. I think they definitely want to get him on the field and see what he's about sooner than later this season. But right now they got to make sure that he gets fully healthy. I agree with Matt. If you're in a 10-team league, Corey Davis should not be on your mind.
I mean, before the season we were saying he was that, as you mentioned, that stash and cash player. I'm not saying he's like David Johnson where, you know, a couple of years ago after week 8 you held him, you didn't want to cut him. I just think he's a guy, if you can afford that, if you have that spot and there's somebody that you have to get out there, then keep him. If it's something that you must do, then move on.
Yeah, so I agree with all that, and I think it's very reasonable, and I think it's fair. So that's one major injury, right, that we wanted to take it off with. The other thing, the other major injury, is the same damn major injury we've been dealing with since July. The same damn major injury where I have sat in this very chair and said, don't do this because this guy isn't coming back, at least for the first 6 weeks of the season. He's going to go on the pup list. I'm telling you, you don't want to do this. David Chow, you know, the Pro Football Doc, tweets all the time. Pretty good guy. See, you know, he's pretty knowledgeable. I mean, he's no Dr. Ray, of course, but you know.
I just saw something crazy just now, not to cut you off.
That's exactly what you're doing.
I set my lineup just now, and I look at this team, and I realize that Chris Thompson is on this team, and I didn't know it. He's been sitting on my bench for the first 3 weeks.
It's a bad job by you.
That is a horrible job. Yeah. Go ahead.
Great. All right. Well, just trying to pick that momentum back up here. Like I said, no Dr. Ray, but Pro Football Doc, pretty popular on Twitter. People kind of believe what he has to say. And he points out that if Andrew Luck is coming back, he's going to need like 4 weeks of practice, give or take.
Wow.
Give or take. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but Andrew Luck hasn't started practicing yet. And he's not practicing this week. So maybe he'll practice going into week 5 or so. Maybe. Maybe not. Which means he's going to come back weeks 8 or 9. Week 8, week 9, whatever. Which means, as I said, he should have been on the pup list to begin with. Which means I will ask the same question as I ask every week. And now more demonstratively. Can I drop
Andrew Luck. What am I waiting for at this point? If this dude's not coming back in the middle of November, he's not going to be healthy when he gets back, probably. What am I doing?
No, you can't cut him.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because why? Now we have a timeline. We haven't had a timeline.
Wait a minute.
We've never had a timeline.
You have a timeline that's already been disputed. You had a timeline saying week 6.
Who disputed it? So a doctor on Twitter disputed it?
Dr. David Chow.
No, I'm not doing that.
You listen to Dr. A every week.
This is along the timelines the Dr. A had. I'm not doing that. I'm not listening to him. When we finally had the organization came out, we finally get some little leaks over.
No, you're right.
The organization didn't come out and say
rap.
But I trust Rap Sheet. I trust Rap Sheet. He didn't pull it out his ass. You feel what I'm saying?
Rap's gotten stuff wrong. No,
I'm saying he didn't pull it out his ass. So there you go right there. So we finally have some semblance of a timetable. Being that we have a timetable, I'm going to hold on.
Yeah, I'd like to hold on. If I could stash him, and once again, in a 10-team league, if we're going to go that shallow,
sure.
I don't think you have to hold him. If you have if you're in a you have a shallow bench. I'm going to try and do everything I can just to keep this guy. He comes back. Say he comes back, whatever, week 9, and he plays the rest of the season. You know, you would like to have him for the playoffs if he's healthy. Look, if. They should have put him on the pup. You've been right about this the whole time, Greg.
Thank you.
You've been 100% right. But now, say he comes back sometime in November. We give him the whole month of October off. He practices, builds up the shoulder, gets all the mechanics down, gets back in football shape. I mean, if he's Andrew Luck, he's an elite quarterback. And wouldn't you want to be rolling out an elite guy come the playoffs?
Well, I think it depends what you had. You obviously, you drafted Andrew Luck. You had a different quarterback that you rolled out for the first 4 weeks of the season, right? I think that's fair to say. The example, and the reason that pisses me off so much, is because for some reason, for $4 in an auction, I drafted Andrew Luck, right? And that's why I ask you every week, can I drop him? My quarterback in this league is Kirk Cousins. I feel very comfortable with that. I have another quarterback this week. I told you, I'm starting Trevor Siemian this week. I now have 3 quarterbacks on this team. One of which...
I don't like that.
Same. And I want to drop Andrew Luck because he's the quarterback that doesn't play.
So then cut him.
Okay.
Cut him.
So I have your permission now.
Cut him right now.
Okay.
Go on there and cut him right now. It'll be the biggest mistake you make this season.
Will it be, though?
Go on there and cut him right now.
You just said I can cut him.
If you go on there and cut him right now, you cut Andrew Luck right now. You don't want to carry 3 quarterbacks. You cut Andrew Luck right now.
Yeah.
Right? Then what happens when he comes back 2 weeks from now?
What do you mean he's coming back in 2 weeks from now?
And we have some kind of timetable now.
From Rap Sheet, he hasn't practiced yet.
I don't care if he hasn't practiced. I think that we get a chance he gets out there.
You know, and he hasn't thrown a football yet.
Okay. Then cut him, Greg.
Hold on. Let me be honest with you. Mm-hmm. What would surprise you more? Honestly. If he actually comes back in week 6, which, let me remind you, is 2 weeks away. Dude doesn't practice yet. What would surprise you more? If he comes back in week 6 or they put him on IR tomorrow?
If they put him on IR tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't even shock me remotely. They'd just be like, you know what? This dude's done. He needs, you know.
I mean, it would shock me, yeah.
It wouldn't shock me at all. All
right.
I know on Twitter they like to say, oh, why would he come back if the Colts are 2-4 or 2-5? Look, if a pitcher in baseball has Tommy John, he comes back and he pitches. You know, you're a pro athlete. You do not play because the team isn't that good this year.
Oh, yeah, they can pay him. You get paid to play.
Yeah, you get paid millions and millions of dollars for your job. So he's going to come back. He has some nice offensive. He's got T.Y. Hilton on his damn team.
Sure.
You know, like I said, if you can't hold him, Greg, and you got to get rid of him, then... Look, you can cut him. I personally am going to try and hold on. Because if I have him for that second half of the year, and if I'm rolling with Kirk Cousins and Andrew Luck from week 8 on.
Okay, you're done here?
I was readjusting, Greg. Would you stop worrying about me? I was readjusting.
We all heard you readjust.
We just heard your computer. Stop acting like you're perfect, okay?
I'm not perfect.
All right, just stop acting like you're perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting sick of it sometimes. Now, here's the thing. You draft Andrew Luck. You complain about drafting Andrew Luck. You were the one that thought this was going to be a situation all year. Then why'd you put him on your team?
I effed up because I did it before that. I messed up.
Huh?
I messed up.
Okay, if you messed up, then cut him.
I'm not perfect.
If you messed up, then cut him. If you feel as if you messed up, if you're that strongly about your stance with Andrew Luck,
yeah.
If you feel as if you messed up, then cut his ass, send him to the waiver wire. I wish I was in the league to pick him up.
I think there's somebody in your league that, say if you package him with somebody, would be interested.
All right, you could do that too.
I don't see why not. I mean, you got today, fool around for a day or two.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
I just wouldn't go cut him.
I just... it's a waste of a spot. Like, I sit on my team, right? Like, Josh Doctson on the waiver wire. I picked up Will Fuller. Josh Doctson's out there. I want to own Josh Doctson. But, like, is Josh Doctson a better flyer than Andrew Luck? I don't know. Like, does that make sense, Corey?
If you own Terrell Pryor, I'd say go get Josh Doctson just to have insurance.
But I don't own Terrell Pryor. But Josh Doctson, I want to see what Josh Doctson is. Like, maybe he goes off. I don't know. Like, I on this team.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Second half of the year, last 8 games. Yeah. Who would you rather have as your quarterback? Trevor Siemian or a healthy Andrew Luck?
I'd rather have a healthy Andrew Luck. But I cannot guarantee Andrew Luck will be healthy the last 8 games.
There's no guarantees in life.
There are no guarantees. On this team, I have both Andrew Luck and Corey Davis. Both of them. And I sit here, and I'm wasting 2 roster spots, I feel like.
You probably got a lot of the trash on that bench, too.
I'll tell you my trash on that bench when we come back. The Roto Experts in the Morning.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Why is he doing this again today?
Ask him.
He did it yesterday, too. Every now and then, he got to play something to pee me off.
It seems that way, yeah.
I apologized to him yesterday for the way I was acting. Mm-hmm. Don Burns, I'm speaking about, the producer of this program.
Yeah.
And then it's 700 degrees in here. It's 5:15 in the morning. It's 785 degrees in here. I'm clearly not in that. I'm clearly aggravated. And he pulls this again 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Sorry. Corey, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, Greg.
Thanks, man. We want to hear my crap bench?
Yeah, let me hear this bench.
All right, here we go. My crap bench, as some would call it. On this bench, I have Kirk Cousins. I'm starting Trevor Siemian this week against Oakland, as I mentioned to you.
Mm-hmm.
I have Andrew Luck. I have Matt Breida, because I do own Carlos Hyde. Mm-hmm. I have Cooper Kupp. I have Will Fuller.
You cut him.
I just picked him up.
Why?
Because you guys told me to.
I picked up Will Fuller last night.
I can't see it.
Really?
Mm-mm. How do you think Watson, young quarterback...
He spread it around last week. I mean, Winston only had 8 targets.
I think he had to spread it around last week.
But I think that's a great sign that he's, you know, we all thought he was just going to be tied to D-Hop. And
yeah.
The fact that D-Hop got a season low, 8 targets in that game where he was able, I think that was another reason why I'm actually getting a little excited here. And Corey's been on this guy since day one. So I think that's a good sign. I'll say that. I think that's a positive in his column.
I agree. I like the way Watson is playing. I don't know if Fuller is an ad and when you have 16 roster spots and you're carrying 3 quarterbacks. I think I've identified a trouble area.
Okay.
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I own Paul Richardson. Whatever.
Wide receiver depth. I get it.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the bench.
Do you have Corey
that's
Davis it? On this team?
That's it.
That's
right?
A team with Corey Davis and everybody on it?
Oh, this is a different team. I realize that. Well, I don't have Corey Davis on the team.
This is a team with Andrew Luck, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All yes. Right, so it's 2 different teams.
Cousins, Luck, Breida, Richardson, Kupp, Fuller.
I don't think you have to have Will Fuller on the team. I'll agree with you.
Yeah, you don't have to have Will Fuller on
the
team.
You don't have to have him. I'd like to have him.
Yeah, but you don't have enough roster spots.
I mean, the guy out there you want to put on your team is Josh Doctson. That's the...
That's what you guys are telling me, yes. I listen to you.
I would make the choice between Doctson or Fuller. Who do I
want? So that's what I did yesterday. And ultimately, I decided that Doctson has the bye next week. So I'm not going to start him this week.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not going to start him this week. So
I like your thinking
there. Let me
see
what Fuller's got, basically. That was my thought process.
I think that's good. Look, they're going to Arrowhead.
They're going to Arrowhead, and then they have a bye.
Yeah, so you could possibly get Doctson next week if you want him.
Theoretically, for nothing.
You can do
it
like
that.
You
get a free
that.
Look at, well, you have Will Fuller on your team. You yes. get the look. I get it.
That's fine.
That makes sense, Greg.
Is there anybody else in the league that's popping off to you? Look, I got to have him on my... on my bench?
No, not really at the moment. It's pretty much. Doxson was the guy that I was interested in most.
I mean, the only thing you're risking here is say, Doxson catches another touchdown. You know, has like 7 catches, yeah. 70 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah,
then you're not getting him next week.
I mean, he does have the bye, though. I mean,
well, that's the thing too. But I mean, I would think that somebody's going to pick him up, even with the bye.
I'm kind of interested in Jerron Brown because he would have had a huge game with like a touchdown count and whatnot.
But the thing is, if John Brown comes back, he's make practice.
Theoretically obsolete. Brandon Oliver's out.
I'm just saying.
You got Brandon Oliver out there. Damian Williams is out there as handcuffs to injured running backs.
Yeah.
But
that you have to do, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, is it Echo, Oliver? Who's going to, is it a timeshare?
Yeah.
If that was to be.
Yeah. All right. So there's much love. Okay, so once again, hold on, Andrew Luck, until.
Oh, I would chop him this weekend. I saw today. See who's got poor quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
That's the first team I'd go to. And maybe try to package him with somebody.
Okay. I will work on that then. Sorry, Corey.
Don't worry about it, Greg. I feel a little bit better now.
Okay, good. All right. So, Corey Davis, Andrew Luck, both ruled out on Tuesday, Wednesday here this week. They're not coming back anytime soon, so it seems. Let's get to Cleveland. Kenny Britt does not practice on Wednesday after, you know, his first good game here with Cleveland. He doesn't practice. Isaiah Crowell doesn't practice. Is there any concern with either of those two players from an injury perspective this week, Corey?
No, not worried about either of those plays for injury perspective. I think it might just be an early week day of maintenance, obviously Friday being the key day. Let's see if they get up on. I think both players will get back out there on the practice field well before the end of the week.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Britt, I got in one league for like $13 last night.
Yep.
I was more than happy to do that. Put him on my bench and see how he is going forward. He was a guy I did like prior to the season. So if he's out there, why not scoop him up for that cheap of a price?
Sure. Not really costing you all that much.
I think Crowell would probably just give him a day off. I mean, I don't really know of anything significant that's troubling him.
So. Yeah, I didn't really know of anything either that was troubling him, so it was a little surprising to see.
I will say one thing, though. Duke Johnson's looking pretty damn good.
What's one week with Duke Johnson?
But I think he's got a role. I'm not saying it's going to really usurp, like, he's not going to be the guy that's going to be the lead back, but he's looked good. He's looked good. He's playing different roles. He's playing slot at times. You know, he's playing the pass catching running back. That run he had on Sunday, look, it was the Colts, whatever you want to say, but it was a nice run.
I asked this yesterday, so let's do it again. Who would you rather have, Duke Johnson or Chris Thompson?
I think rest of the season, I'd rather have Duke Johnson.
Corey?
I think I'd rather have Chris Thompson.
Okay, how come?
I think he's just a more dynamic player. Duke has been. We've seen Duke be inconsistent in the past. We haven't really seen inconsistency in Chris Thomas and Chris and what Chris Thompson is doing yet. He's making the most of the touches.
True.
No. He definitely is. But I mean, we're pretty much you're relying on these home run hits all the time, and I think Duke Johnson's going to give you possibly. It's a close one, but.
I just think when you look at Duke game log, you know what I'm saying? Even early in this season, Duke game log, he still had that 2-for-20, you know what I mean? Then he had like, what, a four catch game for like 30-something yards too. Not really, you know. Then last week he blows up, he gets the touchdown. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw again this week where he comes back and he regresses to that 3-for-30 guy. That's what I worry about with Duke. If you see him getting consistent targets like that, I'd be more than happy to put him ahead of Chris Thompson and put him in my lineup on the teams where I have him every week. I just worry about his role week to week.
You know, one thing I will say, he's gone from 5 to 6 to 7 targets.
That's good.
Yeah, that's obviously good. I'm with you, Corey. Ultimately, that I would not be surprised if we go back to 2-for-20 this week.
Yeah, that could happen. He could drop a 2-for-20 right in the middle of your lineup.
Yeah, that'd be
and then week 5, you put him on your bench and he does a week like this. He's all over the place, but you want to see some consistency. But what you do like is the upside that if he ever gets on a roll and they really get to using him in that offense, he can be a nice piece.
Were you, Corey, are you, as someone that drafted Duke Johnson without really wanting Duke Johnson, but you wound up with him, are you happy that you own him?
Right now, no.
You're not.
Right now, no. Through 3 weeks, I'm just like, can I really start this guy?
Right.
I mean, we have 2 leagues we have to start him in, and I'm like, oh, yikes.
Okay. And obviously, Matt, you're the other way because you're, you know, you're.
I mean, hasn't he gotten, look, the first week, I will admit, was very, he had 4 points. But he's put up, what, 10? He's put up double-digit points the last 2 weeks.
The last 2 weeks he has. He had an 11-point game the week before last week, getting the touchdown. That nice run helps him in. Let's just see if they're consistent with his usage before. My thing is, let's see if he's consistent. There's consistent with his usage before we can start penciling him in as an RB2 slash a flex in a 12-team league.
Here's what I think helps him. I think losing Corey Coleman is something that really mm-hmm. helps him. I mean, Kenny Britt stepped up this past week, and Higgins really pretty much shit the bed, for being honest. So there is the opportunity. And like I said, it's trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. The Packers, of course, play tonight. Randall Cobb will be in action for Green Bay. Not even on the injury report. So he had a few days off. We thought, Corey, earlier in the week, we would not see Randall Cobb out there.
No.
Not even on the final injury report for tonight.
No. So this is a good thing right here. So this is good. This is what you like to see. A healthy Randall Cobb going right out there for week four. Gets right back out there. Nothing to worry about with this injury. So, like you said, not on the report. Start him with no problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, you got to be happy if you're a Randall Cobb owner. You're definitely putting him back in the lineup. I think when all three receivers are healthy, it's just too much for the Bears to overcome. The defense has played well. They played some really good teams, some really good offensive teams well. But the one thing I will say is, if we can get Geronimo Allison, I want him on my bench if I own any of these Packers. Because if one of them goes down, he has a definite role.
Sure.
Yep. This is true.
No question about it. But he spent a lot of money on Allison now.
He was still out there, surprisingly.
Was he?
More than I thought.
Okay.
I saw him. And people did buy him. And I think it's like me with Josh Doctson in leagues that I own Terrell Pryor.
Right.
You know, it's an insurance policy.
Say it's Doctson, receive a handcuff.
Yeah, say if Doctson's the one that pops. Say I was wrong.
Sure.
You know. Whether you want to admit it or not, maybe at some point you have to, you're going to be wrong. Maybe I'm not. And look, if Terrell Pryor just goes, crazy, I'm happy. But I had that insurance.
Right.
Right. And who knows? Maybe this offense, first 3 weeks, it's been different. But I think eventually it will evolve. It's new pieces in it. So maybe that has something to do with it. But I think if Jordan Reed, say, is out for most of the year, or it's every week's a question mark, and I think it could support this. It could support, if he's going to throw the ball that many times,
sure,
it could support the cast of characters in it.
And as I've kind of said to that, ultimately, to me, it's going to be what the offense is. Is it going to still be this like very short pass offense that we saw on Sunday night, or they can open it up down the field with Josh Doctson, with Terrell Pryor? Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Seattle. I want to talk about the injuries. I want to talk about the usage. Let's get into the Seattle Seahawks for an objective conversation. We don't have those often here.
Oh, that's true.
Road Rappers of the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Very odd edition. I like that. Oh, we're back here. I went outside into the restaurant and dunked my hand in a bucket of ice. That was good. That felt good. You know, there's also going to be on ice here this week as I transition properly. Thank you very much, Corey. That was one.
Yeah.
CJ Procise on ice because, as once again proven,
he played. That's it. If he plays, he's going to get hurt.
Players that get hurt always get hurt.
Yep.
We've seen it time and time and time again. Keenan Allen, I pray for you. CJ Pro, Tyler Eifert was the first one, right? This dude's always injured. Corey, you screamed.
That was you saw that coming a mile away.
He saw this one coming a mile away too.
Yeah, he can't. You can't tackle him. You have to throw. If you want to get, use what you got to do. You got to figure out a way to use ProSize where he can catch a ball, run out of bounds.
That's it.
And he's good.
Yes.
If he gets tackled, he's going to be hurt.
Bad.
He's going to be hurt.
And now he is.
And he's hurt because he got tackled.
Just like that. CJ ProSize is now week to week.
Week to week.
He's not coming back anytime soon.
No, he's not going to be around anytime soon. He gets tackled one time. He plays half a quarter. He gets tackled, and then he goes on an injury report for the next 6 weeks. It's ridiculous with this guy.
It's an ankle injury this time for CJ ProSize.
Yeah, it's probably bad. A Charlie horse.
I feel bad. He's, kid's 23 years old.
Yeah, Corey, you were right on Eifert. I pulled a Scott. I sat here next to you. And
yeah, but don't worry about it. Didn't go as egregiously as Scott did, though.
But, yeah, the thing with ProSize, look, I own Chris Carson in the GST League.
It's good for you.
Anybody that nice wants job. Him,
give me come and get him.
Speaking of the GST League, I proposed a trade to Corey, which he declined yesterday. I noticed that.
What's his?
Yo, you proposed. I had a lot of trades in the GST League yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, you did propose. Y'all did propose one.
Yes.
I might have a couple hanging out there, too. I didn't like what people were trying to do with me yesterday.
I proposed Deontay Foreman for Jermaine Kearse, the same trade we have been, you know, talking about on the program here. And he declined it.
I see here that the problem is I got this Isaiah Crowell issue. So I got to wait to see. I got to wait to see what's going on. I need Foreman to kind of pop so I can.
Do you want Giovanni Bernard back? Would that do it?
No.
Okay.
I can't give you Foreman because Foreman could be a thing.
But he's like, I need that because I have Lamar Miller.
That's your fault.
Yes.
You sat here too. You sat here too.
I did, but you sat here and you had Isaiah Crowell. So that's
I see how we're rolling now.
You said your problem was that you had Isaiah Crowell.
I see how you're doing
you
now,
that
right?
You set that up.
No, but no, everybody,
you,
I wouldn't.
You
I,
did set that up for him, though.
You said that. I was just reminding you.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. It happens. CJ ProSize is out. You got to feel good if you drafted Chris Carson. But this entire Seahawks team, now we're going to get a Survivor code out next hour. But this entire team of the Seattle Seahawks is banged up. From Doug Baldwin, who has a groin injury. Pete Carroll says, oh, he's a warrior. He's going to play. So CJ ProSize, Jimmy Graham's clearly not 100%. He's got the ankle injury. Eddie Lacy is obese. That's an issue.
They don't even damn play.
No. No.
Fifth round.
So, the issue with the offensive line being so terrible, Russell Wilson probably get hurt. Like, I got maybe a little nervous for Sunday night.
I think they have to, look, it's home. Let the defense just dictate it. Yeah. I think they have enough talent to win it. Richardson, Lockett. I mean, look, even if Jimmy Graham gets hurt, Luke Wilson has filled in at times. And look, he got a touchdown last week. So I think there's enough here to beat the Colts.
Okay. Which one are you looking for? What is Chris Carson's current value going forward? Because I don't like know when he's coming off the field.
Yeah, no, I just had the other guy up here. What the hell's his damn name? I can't find it. I just had the page up. I was reading about it. The guy who is going to take CJ ProSize's role.
Oh, that DJ dude?
Yeah, I would like to say his name properly.
It's whatever, nice of you.
Whatever his mom named him.
Yes, of course. DJ Hackett? No, he's a wide receiver. That's not him. I missed that.
But look, Carson should have. There should be a heavy dosage of Chris Carson on Sunday Night Football.
But like, there's other running back that you're talking about. Like, you don't even know his name. Like, we've done this for months. We don't even know this dude's name. If Scott was here, he'd be like, oh, this guy's amazing. But like, he's not. So we don't have to do that.
It's funny.
It's true. His name. I'm on the Seahawks depth chart. There's four running backs deep. This dude's not on it. So don't tell me this guy's going to be a thing.
Yeah, no, he's like, you know, he's going to be the change of pace, I guess, pass catching back.
That's going to be Carson.
The Seahawks offense is bad, period.
Yeah.
The Seahawks offense is bad.
I agree.
That's it. Be careful with the Seahawks offense.
The Colts have shown to be somewhat better versus the run than we all expected. But I think this is. Look, if you got Chris Carson, you're rolling him out, and you're feeling kind of good, at least for the opportunity.
I think you're feeling really good, to be honest with you. Well. I think that, like, when you draft Chris Carson, you want an opportunity. You got the opportunity. Eddie Lacy doesn't play. CJ ProSize is hurt. Chris and Thomas Rawls got one snap.
I found him.
Yeah?
I found him. Here it is.
Is it DJ something?
It is JD
I was close.
Mick McKissick.
Right. J.D. McKissick.
I'm full disclosure. I didn't know who the hell this guy was.
I don't either.
Neither do I. We will not be spending a dollar.
I don't even know if Scott knew who the hell he was.
No, he would say he would.
Scott knows.
Scott would say he wouldn't. But
Scott knows who J.D. McKissick is. I mean, only an idiot like us doesn't know who J.D.
Exactly.
McKissick is.
We're doing a bad job.
Sorry, folks. We apologize.
I kind of like how it's like CJ Pro size. This guy's J.D.
Yeah, he played at Arkansas State. Finished his college career with 289 receptions and 2,800 yards.
The final line here is, it's unclear how good he is as a pass block.
And it's unclear how good he is as a player. He went undrafted. he's
a UDFA?
He signed with the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Hawks like basketball.
Yep.
He signed with the Atlanta Falcons. He's promoted the active roster last December on their run to the playoffs. And he was cut 3 days later. And then he was claimed off waivers by the Seahawks, who, according to Scott, they are very excited about him.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I think this news got Scott out of bed.
Finally.
With Doug Baldwin banged up, CJ Procise out. I asked this yesterday, I'm going to ask it again. Tyler Lockett, are we going back, Corey?
With Baldwin banged up, you know what I'm saying?
And Procise.
If you got a situation where you have a Baldwin, Procise wasn't in your lineup. If you got a situation, if you a Baldwin owner, right? And you need some protection, I don't mind picking up Tyler Lockett. Dollar make you holler on Lockett. Don't go crazy like I did last year on Lockett because it cost me last year.
So you would only give you a Baldwin?
Only if. Other than that, I don't think he's a nut. I think he's a donut.
Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I would rather have Paul Richardson, to be honest with you. I think Richardson's going to get the... I don't think they should play Baldwin. Even if, game time decision, give the guy the extra week.
Right.
Think, big picture,
right.
Long game. So, Richardson seems to have a flair of the dramatic for this team. Like, he steps up at times. Lockett, if you have him and you drafted him, and he's a guy that I said late, I would draft late because, where he was going last year, and I was like a wide receiver 60. Both these guys are going to have the opportunity. So if I needed to, I'm going to roll them out. It is also versus the Colts.
Yeah.
So.
It is obviously a versus the Colts. I'm interested to see what Paul Richardson does against Vontae Davis. I don't want him in the number one wide receiver role. I think if Doug Baldwin doesn't play, I think Tyler Lockett really is going to have a very nice game against Indianapolis. But
it is the perfect game to showcase like Tyler Lockett, like matchup at home versus the Colts. You got to do some different things because you don't have Baldwin. I'm assuming Baldwin's not playing.
Well, I don't know.
He may.
Pete Carroll says he's playing.
I think that's a mistake. If this guy has a hamstring injury and stuff.
It's groin, I think.
Groin and stuff. Give them the extra week.
We'll see if he practices. They don't expect him to practice much this week, if at all. But Pete Carroll, as I said, he's come out and said, listen, he's playing. He's going to play. So, if you own him, you got to roll him out, right?
Yeah, of course you roll him out there. You know what I'm saying? He's the only person in the office that can get something done.
Yeah.
Nobody else can do nothing.
Like, look at Jarvis Landry when he had the bulky knee.
Sure.
Week one.
Yeah. Week two.
Oh, yes, week two. Their first game, excuse me.
Yes.
Their first game.
In week two.
If you didn't play him, it's like 20 points on your bench.
Make sure you go out. Would you start Jimmy Graham this week? I guess you have to.
I hate him. I don't know him personally. I really do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just waiting. I got him in a number of different spots. If I put him in my lineup.
Here's your guy.
And he lets me down. I'm cutting him and I'm picking up Luke Wilson.
I would play Jimmy. If Jimmy Graham is in, you have to. I mean, David Njoku's catching touchdowns versus the Colts and stuff. He did catch seven passes last week. Look, you invested in this guy.
Most of the catches was in garbage time.
I understand.
I want to see him as a part of the offense because we
don't think like with Baldwin banged up and stuff. They're gonna try and get him.
He's got to catch the ball in the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? He was one for one. I want to see him in the regular flow of the offense. Jimmy. You can't draft a tight end in the fifth, sixth round and be like, okay, I'm gonna get all this garbage time work. You feel what I'm saying?
I got you, but I mean, look at Travis Kelce. I mean, we lost a league by just a couple of points with Travis Kelce getting one catch and Michael Crabtree getting one catch.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
My mind is blown by that.
Yeah, it happens. You know, I had the Crabtree situation going on this week, too.
I have Jimmy Graham as well.
Yeah.
I am not a happy owner.
No, you can't be. Yeah, you can't be at this point.
You have to play him this week. If I mean, it's the
I got him on my bench somewhere. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it because I was going through it this morning. And I put him on my bench somewhere, but I want to find it and get your opinion on it.
Please do, because I'm interested in who you were going to bench Jimmy Graham for.
And I think this is matchup based as well.
I agree. I agree with that. It's probably too good at this point to pass up. Let's take a break. When we come back here on the Roto Experts in the morning, Carlos Hyde, another guy that's seemingly always injured. Well, we know he left last Thursday with a hip injury. He winds
Came
up coming
back.
Comes back,
I like
plays
that.
An unbelievable second half, but he's going to be limited in practice all week. Is the fantasy executive concerned? He'll let us know when we come back. This is the Roto Experts in the morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Players can get injured. It's just what happens. Carlos Hyde is one of those guys that, well, going into the year is always injured. Now he's off to a hot start. Everybody loves Carlos Hyde. Everyone sees the talent once again. He left this game on Thursday night with a hip injury and scared the heck out of the fantasy community and Niners fans, obviously. Comes back, plays the entire second half, which is he was absolutely awesome. Instead of coming out of the extra few days off and being healthy, he's going to be limited in practice all week. Now I hear limited in practice all week. To me, all right, he'll wind up playing. That's fine. How concerned should we be, Corey, about Carlos Hyde going forward?
I'm not concerned. If he's limited in practice all week, then that's a good thing. It means he's out there on the field. He's out there practicing. I think he'd be good to go. And he's safe putting in your starting lineup this week.
Yeah, no, I agree with Corey. It's Carlos. Hold your breath, Hyde. I mean, we love the talent. I had a lot of shares, and hopefully, you know, he had the extended time off. So hopefully
it's not the best matchup, though. Temper your expectations.
Yeah, no, it isn't a great matchup at all. But, you know, hopefully the extended time off, then just managing. You know, that's what I'm maybe being the optimist here.
Sure. I mean, you know, I'll definitely temper our expectations here. But Carlos Hyde, he's had some bad matchups already, and he's done okay. Obviously, Arizona is a piss-poor one, mm-hmm. for sure. Who's
home in that game?
The Arizona Cardinals are home.
Yeah, it's tough right there.
It's a dome, though. It's okay. You know, the good thing about Carlos Hyde, at least when he was 100% healthy, they didn't take him out. They could be down 50 points, and he's still in the game. So
this is true.
He did go to Seattle and perform
He went to Seattle and performed very, very well. So... But the Niners also performed well, and in the first game the Niners played, he was also out there the whole time. So my expectations are tempered, Corey. I'll say that. But he's giving us in my half point PPR league 10.7, 15.8, 22.9. It's obviously significantly more in the full PPR.
I like it. I like the production we're getting so far. We're finally seeing. Been waiting on it for a while. I'm gonna keep riding them, keep rolling them out there. I have no problem with Carlos Hyde.
Hey, look, I mean, look at the top backs. Shady's banged up, Ajayi's knee, Howard's shoulder, Melvin Gordon's knee. So
it's not good.
Kind of the reason why
I go wide receiver. Yeah, I'm with you. Just make sure, by the way, make sure Matt Breida's not out there. And I said this yesterday. In GST, he was out there. And
really?
I was like, oh, man. So Florio, Frank, and I were like, all right, we got to go pick up Matt Breida. We can get him. He went for $133, which I didn't have an issue with. So he went for a little bit of money. Jamal Williams is also out there. Ty Montgomery's banged up. He plays so many snaps. So we went and picked up Jamal Williams as well.
See, I think you guys should have won at least 15%
on Breida.
Just for the fact that you have Hyde.
We don't have Hyde.
Oh, you don't have Hyde. Okay.
We don't have Hyde. If we had Hyde, we would have went significantly. We would have owned Matt Breida by now if we had Carlos Hyde, but we don't. We just saw him out there. Like, oh,
okay,
man.
That's fine.
Yeah. So that's kind of the deal latest on Carlos Hyde in San Francisco. Your boy Cam Newton.
Yeah. He sucks.
He does. And I heard a lot of people on a lot of shows on our network yesterday talking about Cam Newton, whether he could be dropped, he could be started, by low, by high, blah, 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 on Cam Newton. Ron Rivera comes out yesterday. He's like, yeah, so he's not running as much anymore as by design. That's not going to change anytime soon.
No, he's washed. He's popped. I mean, let me not say he's popped. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go that either, because he'll be back right next year. He's coming off this injury, getting used to a new offense. No Greg Olsen. Banged up Kelvin Benjamin. You cannot play him right now. In a 10-team league, he can be on the waiver wire. In a 12-team league, he needs to be on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, but I definitely want him on my bench. I don't want to bail on a 12-team league yet.
Really?
What if 3 weeks from now this guy is good?
Because there's so many. Oh, we say don't wait. You don't wait on a quarterback. I mean, some people wait on a quarterback. Oh, what am I going to just keep waiting on these guys for? Luck, Newton, screw that. Hour number two comes your way next. I'm staring at a camera that's not on.